Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about Senior Expos. Your first one is coming up this week. When and where, and how can folks come out and learn a little bit more about senior programs?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting our first Senior Citizen Expo. It's going to be held this Friday, August 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, and that's located at 300 Campus Drive in Bradford. This event is free and open to senior citizens and their family members and their caregivers. We'll have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to provide information and answer questions about a variety of issues, all focused on helping senior citizens here in the Commonwealth. Lunch will be provided. We'll also have health screenings being offered and door prize drawings being held. If you are not able to make it to the Bradford Senior Expo, mark your calendar for our additional expos scheduled later this year. We'll be at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 11th, and at the Rowlett Fire Hall on Friday, October 9th. And both of those events also run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And due to the expo this Friday, my offices in Bradford, Countersport, and Kane will be closed all day on Friday, August 7th. If you need immediate assistance that day, please contact my Harrisburg office at 717-787-5075.
The thing we're next going to talk about, Representative, is rural health care, topic that is always near and dear to your heart. The Rural Health Transformation Fund has funding available and applications are available. How can folks apply for this?
Well, folks will remember that rural health is certainly a top priority here in our district, and access to rural health is critical. The state received millions of dollars from the federal government for the Rural Health Transformation Fund, and a second round of funding is coming out through this program, a total of $35 million in rural health transformation funding is available in the second round. And the purpose of the funding is to stabilize or enhance rural health care access and promote well-being through one of the following six initiatives in the Department of Human Services federally approved application. Those six areas include aging and access, behavioral health, emergency medical services and transportation, maternal health, technology and infrastructure, and workforce. The funding is available for qualified hospitals, healthcare providers, rural health facilities, and eligible uses are for supplies and equipment and may not exceed $1 million per eligible location. So again, this round is opening up. Applicants can submit applications, and the round opens on August 17th.
This next topic is one that I think everyone is going to be happy to hear about, and this is a new telemarketing law. Folks really need to hear about this when they're tired of those kind of annoying phone calls. What's this all about?
Well, there's a new telemarketing law that really benefits consumers in the Commonwealth. Telemarketing companies will be prohibited from spoofing and limited in when they can make calls under a new law that we unanimously passed and was signed into law by the governor. This is Act 47 of 2026, and it specifically bans telemarketing companies from faking their name or spoofing a local phone number on a caller ID in an attempt to trick people into answering. It also limits calling hours to between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday instead of the current 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and calls will be prohibited on Sundays and holidays as well. The law requires clear upfront disclosures about the purpose of the call, the telemarketer's identity, and what's being sold. And it requires immediate cessation of a solicitation call when requested, and expands to prohibit all deceptive or abusive telemarketing acts. And this law takes effect in 90 days.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.